This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. It is Thursday, 17th of April, Holy Thursday of a blessed week in the Christian community, in the on the Christian calendar, as we head to Holy Week. We're going to spend some time on that today on the program. In fact, Bishop John Fuldar, our distinguished guest, two-part conversation with him today and tomorrow. And we're going to talk about, you know, the significance of Holy Week, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, how we're all called to evangelize and how folks can go about doing that. And also about Catholic education, because a momentous week next week, when 1 week from tonight, actually, or today, 12 noon, next Thursday, the 24th, will be groundbreaking for the first Catholic school in the region in 50 years, long time. And so Bishop John Fuldar will talk a little bit about that and how it serves the eight parishes of this particular region. And a little bit about the actual event itself on the 24th and an invite for everybody to participate in that. So anyway, that's a two-part conversation. We'll focus today a little bit on Easter week and what happens tonight at Holy Thursday services and Good Friday services and Holy Saturday and on Easter as well. So if you, you're practicing Catholic, you appreciate the conversation with John Fuldar. If you're not, you'll appreciate I guess a little bit of history lesson on Catholicism 101 and why Catholics do what they do. And maybe if you're searching for a church home, you're something you like. So give you an opportunity to do that. That'll be coming up here shortly. We'll do that about, I guess it's 8:30. The Golden Girls here at 8:20 and Bishop Fuldar bottom of this hour and then also tomorrow as well as we count down to that time. Okay, also today on the program, we're going to talk with the folks from the Game and Fish Department. Always appreciate those opportunities, and there's a lot to talk about, obviously, managing the deer population. A lot of folks have ideas, wrapped up a whole series of conversations and, I guess, informational meetings, town hall meetings. So they gathered a bunch of input. They're assessing all that, and sort of crunch time now and deciding how things are going to be handled. But we'll, you know, if we can't just break right into spring here and get out of winter, keep having fits and starts with the weather, we might as well spend a little time talking about, you know, the great outdoors and all the fun things we can do. And we always appreciate doing that with the good folks from Game and Fish on the program today as well. So look forward to that, too, coming up on the program. Lots of open phone time, as we always have on What's on Your Mind. And open phone time means this. You get an opportunity to tell us what's on your mind. And we always have a couple of things that are front and center for us. For me today, it's this federal judge striking down the North Dakota law that creates a best-in-the-nation defense against the Holocaust of abortion. And another judge has called it unconstitutional, says it would ban nearly all abortions. I don't think anybody's surprised by this that was supportive of it. Everybody anticipated that this was a new line drawn in the sand by a legislature that ultimately would be tested in court. And it's being tested in court and probably receiving the treatment most everybody thought it would. But I have to tell you, that when I see judges, and in this case a Bush appointee, arguing that it's okay to not consider a child with a heartbeat viable and that it's unconstitutional to try and protect that life, that puts a pit in your stomach, doesn't it? It does me. No question about it. House Bill 1456 is what we're talking about, and what it does is it's a heartbeat legislation. One of my favorites in this whole legislative session. There was a lot of good pro-life legislation, but it would have made it a Class C felony for a doctor to perform an abortion if the fetus has a detectable heartbeat. And I get a kick out of, again, the judge's language saying, the North Dakota strict ban on abortions at that time when a heartbeat has been detected, essentially banning all abortions. cannot withstand a constitutional challenge. Why not draw the line there at the heartbeat? This doesn't ban abortions. It bans abortion after there's a heartbeat. Can we agree that a heartbeat is a viable child? Science has come so far in this debate. And, of course, you have some New York pro-abortion group, in this case the Center for Reproductive Rights, that is filing the legal challenge. This one goes back to last June. They did it on behalf of the lone abortion provider in North Dakota, a place poorly named as a clinic, which it's not. It's a death chamber. And so there was a preliminary injunction granted back in July that temporarily blocked the bill from taking effect. Now his ruling permanently blocks the law. And, of course, the folks from the Red River Abortion Chamber and everything else are jumping up and down and saying that this is great. Now, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, whose office defended the law, have said they're still digesting the ruling, but the proponents of the legislation were hoping this would be the case that would ultimately be a direct challenge in the Supreme Court to Roe versus Wade, but we'll have to decide what course we want to take from here. Stengem said he plans to confer with the other defendants in the lawsuit, Cass County State's Attorney Birch Burdick and the State Examiner of Medical Examiners and Governor Jack Dalrymple about how to proceed. How should he proceed, do you think? Betty Grandy is quoted, Betty Grandy, one of the prime sponsors, just the champion of this thing. In Mike Nowitzki's story in the forum today, Betty Grandy is quoted as saying that she introduced the bill. And like I said the ruling was expected and just the first step in moving toward the appellate process and eventually the Supreme Court. It's time to have the court, the big court, take a look at this process again, because we know how much science and medical knowledge has been gained over these 40 years. Exactly. Grandy pointed out that three of the four laws passed are now in effect. The 20-week ban, a ban on abortions for gender or genetic abnormality reasons, as well as there's one other one. A requirement that doctors who perform abortions have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. And, of course, our state will vote in November on a constitutional amendment that would define life at conception. There's the mother of all pro-life changes. Judge Hovland concluded in his ruling by stating the controversy over a woman's right to choose to have an abortion will never end. The issue is undoubtedly one of the most divisive of social issues. The United States Supreme Court will eventually weigh in on this emotionally fraught issue, but until that occurs, this court is obligated to uphold existing Supreme Court precedent. All right? Let's make it our legislation that ultimately gets to the Supreme Court to do exactly what the judge says he wants, and that will require significant intestinal fortitude on the part of our Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little nervous about this quote. The proponents of this legislation were hoping this would be the case. It would ultimately be a direct challenge in the Supreme Court to Roe versus Wade, but we'll have to decide what course we take from here. Talking to the governor and other defendants. Cass County State's Attorney Birch Burdick, Medical Board of Examiners, Governor Dalrymple. What advice would you have for that group, I ask of you? 855-200-1776 if you have an opinion. And we'd make it nice and easy for you if you have an opinion on it and you want to send a message to Wayne Stengem and others about this. If when you call 855-200-1776, extension 1, you press extension 1, leave a message. We'll forward those on in addition to playing them here on the air, because that's front and center on my mind. Ukraine is as well on the international front. We have something statewide and something nationwide that's right there in the frontal lobe today. How about you? How about, Putin? He gets us to look away for a few days, and then he goes right back to it. He's doubling down here. Our weakness is being exploited. This is really sad to watch. We'll get the Golden Girls' take on that. Ellen Ratner from the left, Lunkita Cullum from the right when we come back. Bishop John Fulda, the bottom of the hour on Holy Week. Tomorrow on Catholic Education and a big event, groundbreaking Trinity Elementary School, West Fargo, next Thursday, week from today, 12 noon. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there on a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expresswayhotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Note here, while the weather is improving, we did have, as you remember, a slick day yesterday with the snow, and just reading a story about a collision that happened on I-94, actually happened in near Barnesville, Minnesota, two semis that collided, but it left one driver dead, and with this. Well, it's not just this winter. It's always, right? In this part of the world, the weather changes and the snow comes and slick. Please just use this as a reminder to drive to the conditions. I don't want to read about you in the paper, see a press release from the Highway Patrol. Want you as our listener. Want you safe with your family. Want you upright and viable. Just breaks my heart when I see these stories, because more often than not, it's just not driving to the conditions. So slow down, drive to the conditions, use that as a good reminder, and hopefully we'll break out of this funk here soon. Talked to a Minnesota friend today down in the city. He said, oh, thanks for the snow. As it made its way down towards the Twin Cities. Golden Girls are here from the left, Ellen Rander from the right, Lankita Cullum. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm thinking today what's on my mind is Vladimir Putin, once again, doubling down. I guess he got us to look away for a while and exploiting American weakness. Is that what's going on, BQ?
Well, it's interesting. I was watching one of my international journalists was on a panel talking about even in the Ukrainian parliament, there was a huge fight because they were saying all of the aggression that they were trying to pose it as if the Americans were behind it. The guy really went down and called Putin on it. He said, this is your work. This is Russia's work. And, you know, you think about what's happening there. They're not going to back off. They're building soccer fields where their military is camping and stuff so that the guys can get out there and play soccer and have fun and be relaxed and be ready to move in. They want to get the band back together.
Well, I have two different perspectives on this. First of all, according to what I understand, Putin actually offered the Ukrainians quite a very good deal a while back. And the European Union came in and said, if you deal with Russia, there's no deal. And so we're not hearing that from the press. We're not hearing those very hard questions. And the second thing is there's a big deal being made about three people that were killed in this taking over the buildings and that. But not one person has talked. Not one paper has talked about 300 Muslims in a mosque in South Sudan being killed by the rebel leaders yesterday. So, you know, we're being very unfair to the rest of the world.
Well, I don't disagree that the world isn't being treated fairly. I mean, certainly the genocide that's been happening with Sudan is just appalling. But, Ellen, what we have, though, is, you know, you have places like South Sudan. You have Russia, which now has absolutely no Western journalism there. Voice of America, BBC, Deutsche Welle, Radio Free Europe, they have been absolutely booted out. Now, what I find fascinating is that the United States, we were so nice to everybody. We got Russia Today on every big major city around the country. We got friends that are on that network. You know, they feel like, you know, isn't that a wonderful opportunity? But I'm telling you that people are living under the jackboot of fear of broadcasting into Russia. And even networks that are in Russia can't have a free speech. The same thing is going on in Venezuela. The same thing is going on all over the place. We take it for granted.
Here's what worries me.
You and I will agree that we take free speech for granted. I remember bringing the South Sudanese guys up to the radio TV galleries in Washington, and they were shocked that it's the other correspondents, the credentialed people, and not the government in the United States.
Here's the most pressing issue, I think, that gets missed in a lot of this, because Washington chatter just ends up talking about the X's and O's of the particular movement by Ukraine and the pushback and what's going on. He's doing this because he does not fear us. This is a product of American weakness put forward by a president with a miserable foreign policy who is not feared anywhere across the globe, and we are paying the price for that. That's my take on that. Ellen, tell me why you think that's incorrect.
Well, because actually I think that the policy that happens between presidents is pretty much the same at the State Department, and I don't really believe that it changes that much from George Bush to Obama. I wish it did. But frankly, the drones and all the terrible things that I consider Obama doing is straight up from President Bush.
Well, I got to tell you where I completely disagree is the fact that you've got a guy, Putin, who was the head of the KGB in the Middle East. Now, remember, they do it a little bit differently out in Russia. Even when it comes to things like their services like CIA versus the KGB or their GRU, what we do is we try to prevent stuff. They go out and they start trying to mess with us. They'll plant stuff. They'll have double agents. They'll they'll do a lot of, they're good at playing chess when it comes to messing with us. So here you have the macho Putin who's out there and he's going to just go forward because he knows he can. But in the meantime, what is going on that we're not even focusing on, and something I've talked about on this, on your show, Scotty, is that you've got Venezuela that is completely getting a lot of support and a lot of influence from Russia. You have in Latin America, remember, this is our backyard. So where is Putin that we don't know he is, and where is he making alliances with people who don't like us? We need to freaking wake up.
No kidding. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal had a great op-ed, "A Regulator Without Peer" is what it was entitled. And it says, anyone wondering why the U.S. economy can't seem to grow at its usual pace should examine one product category where production is booming, federal regulation. Washington set a new record in 2013 by issuing final rules consuming 26,417 pages in the Federal Register. And puts this squarely, of course, on the back of the President of the United States. Ellen, do you think this amount of unprecedented federal regulation is one of the reasons the economy is so sluggish?
Absolutely not. I think that some of the regulation has needed to be done, that President Bush just let it go. And, you know, let's look at the devils in the detail. Are they regulating drug companies? Absolutely. Are they regulating nuclear facilities? Absolutely. Should they be? Absolutely.
You don't see any connection,
do
you?
Ellen and I are like best friends for so many years. We are. It's just so funny because there's so much that we don't agree on. When you think about a lot of people like EPA and others that are putting on making regulations without going to a member of Congress, without asking the voters, without ever having a real business, you have all these unmandated laws that are coming out there that are the burden of our, the bane of our existence. The government's gone crazy.
They have.
You know,
and by the way, this
government that governs best is a government that governs least.
And where Alan needs a statistic here is U.S. households pay about $15,000 annually in a regulatory hidden tax. 23% of the average income is going to pay for this stuff. So it definitely has an impact on the economy. Ladies, to be continued, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen. Bishop Fulda when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Pleased today to be joined by Bishop John Fulda on this Holy Week. Bishop, it's nice to see you as always. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be with you.
I never miss an opportunity to evangelize a little here and there on the radio. Maybe it's because I'm a John Paul II baby, I guess.
So am I.
And he, of course, called us to the new evangelization. What is the new evangelization? How would you explain that, define it for folks?
Well, I think it's a pretty broad concept, but I think Pope John Paul and then Pope Benedict Francis have all understood that the evangelization that took place many generations ago brought many people into the church, but we're living in a time where there's greater secularization and a greater drift, you might say, from the roots of faith. And so even in regions and countries and communities that were once firmly and steadfastly Christian or Catholic even, the practice of the faith has diminished. And so the church is launching into what you might call a new project of evangelization and addressing not only the faithful, but culture in general, and just anybody who is willing to listen, addressing them with the truths of our faith and just the relationship that Christ wants to establish with them, and is doing this in all sorts of different ways, through the media, through institutions, through person-to-person contact, through anything that comes our way, any option or any opening that comes before us. The church is trying to utilize as a way to reach out to people and to introduce them to a relationship with Christ.
And a lot of that on this effort rests with lay Catholics, right?
Absolutely.
We can't just leave it up to our good bishop and his priests and the religious, right?
No, that's absolutely right. The faithful of the church are just as responsible for evangelization as I am and as the priests or the religious are. In fact, this is one of the key themes of the Second Vatican Council 50 years ago, that the laity have an apostolate. They have a crucial role, an essential role in the life of the church, and part of that is evangelization, simply sharing the faith with their family, with their friends, with their neighbors, and even with complete strangers. So everybody's part of this.
The vast majority of your flock and of this part of the world is a stoic bunch. You know, kind of that Scandinavian heritage where you want to look at your shoes there and, you know, you're taught that religion and politics don't get brought up in mixed company, which obviously goes at odds with what we're called to do here. What advice would you have people to sort of have for them sort of put their toe in that water a little bit and come outside their box a little bit as we're called to do?
Well, Pope John Paul oftentimes during his pontificate said to all of the faithful, no matter where they were, he simply said, do not be afraid. And I think, you know, it's the message that Christ gave to the apostles. He said the same thing to them, do not be afraid. And I think we all need to hear that, no matter what ethnic or national background we come from, no matter what our temperament might be. You know, God is saying to us, don't be afraid to share the gift that you've been given. And that's not limited only to people of outgoing personalities. You know, even those who are reserved have an ability, a capacity to touch other people. And, you know, God works through us. He works through our natural personality, our temperaments, and he can use us as his instruments to reach out to people of all different sorts of temperaments and walks of life. So It doesn't matter if you're German, Scandinavian, Polish, Italian, Chinese, whatever. You know, all of us are called to be evangelizers in the life of the church.
And that doesn't necessarily mean standing on a street corner and handing out pamphlets or shouting from a rooftop, does it? I mean, this could be number one, living the gospel, and also just even within your own family and circle, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The first thing that we have to do is live what we say we are. We have to be consistent. Our actions, our lives have to match our words. They have to match our beliefs. And so setting that example and giving witness in a lived way to the people around us, that's the beginning. And then sometimes the words will follow. And eventually they have to. There has to be a conversation, but it has to start with our actions.
This week is Holy Week, and a great opportunity to do a little of that evangelization. Maybe even invite some folks along to a particular service. Let's do a little Catholicism 101 here on Holy Week. Holy Thursday, the place we find ourselves today. The significance of that.
Holy Thursday is marked in the church, observed in the church, usually with what's called the Mass of the Lord's Supper. It's an evening Mass, and it commemorates the Last Supper. It commemorates our Lord's institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper, his institution of the priesthood, when he called the apostles to do this in memory of me, to literally carry on what he had begun. And it also reminds us of that great call to service when Jesus washed the feet of his apostles, and he said, as I have done, you also must do. And then, of course, at the end of the Holy Thursday Mass, the Eucharist is removed from the church to remind us that in the garden, after the Last Supper, Jesus was arrested. He was handed over to his enemies. And so we keep a time of vigil after the Mass of the Lord's Supper leading into Good Friday.
Good Friday. That's one that confuses some folks because it is probably the darkest day of the entire calendar in the church, yet it's called Good Friday.
Well,
explain that.
It's a paradox, isn't it? Because it is called Good Friday, and yet it's a very somber day. You know, it's the day on which we remember the trial, the passion, the suffering, and the death of Jesus. And this is marked in various ways. Many people make a point to attend the Stations of the Cross, the Way of the Cross, sometime during the day on Good Friday. Hopefully, large numbers will come for the service of the Passion, the celebration of the Passion of the Lord, which takes place in parishes either in the afternoon or in the evening of Good Friday. And it is a somber time. We have the reading of the Passion of our Lord from the Gospel of John. We have the veneration of the cross, an act of veneration before the cross, which reminds us that it was upon the cross that Jesus gave his life and saved us, paid the price for our sins. But it's good. It's a time that should uplift us as well, because we remember that the suffering and the death of Christ is done for our sake, for our salvation, and there's no defeat there anymore. There's only victory, because Christ has won the victory. He's paid the price for us. And so while we are perhaps solemn and somber in our observance of Good Friday, we can't help but also be lifted up in the knowledge that Jesus has done this out of love for us. And so there is a sense of impending victory that we remember on Good Friday as well.
And then, of course, Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil Saturday evening, which is, you know, some would say it's the one the kids are going to be shifting the most in the pews because it's rather lengthy. But it is one of the most profound services that happens all year long. Explain the Easter Vigil.
Sure. The Easter Vigil is a magnificent event. It's a magnificent liturgy and occasion of prayer. All day Holy Saturday, you might say, is kind of a day of quiet vigil, quiet watching and waiting. But on the evening of Holy Saturday, the day after Good Friday, after nightfall, the church begins the Easter Vigil. This is an ancient practice. It goes back to the earliest days of the church, when the faithful would gather in a kind of an all-night vigil leading up to Easter Sunday. And at the Easter Vigil, we have several different moments, you might say, incorporated into this one celebration. There's the service of light at the very beginning. The church is in darkness. The faithful are in darkness. But a single flame, a single lit candle is brought into the church, and we proclaim Christ our light, because from that relit candle, from that relit flame of Christ's life, life is given to all of us. And slowly the church is illuminated with the faithful holding their own candles, reminding them that the light of Christ comes to all of us. And then there's the great proclamation of the resurrection, the exalted, the heavens and the earth exalt in praise, knowing that Christ is risen from the dead. This is followed by the Liturgy of the Word, a series of readings from the Old and New Testament that recount salvation history, the unfolding of the events of our salvation, and then, of course, leading up to the great proclamation of the resurrection gospel. And then after the gospel and after the homily, those who have been preparing to receive the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, they are given those sacraments, they're received into the church, and it's really an incredibly joyful moment, because these people have been preparing for many months for this moment. They're waiting. They've been prepared to receive the sacraments and to be welcomed into the church, and that welcome takes place in a beautiful way in the Easter Vigil. And then, of course, the Mass continues, and you know, all of the joy and all of the exaltation of Easter comes forth in this first Easter Mass. And it's really a grand celebration leading into the morning services that continue the Easter celebration. So it's really quite beautiful.
And quite appropriate that it's on the calendar where it is with springtime, because it feels like new life, doesn't it?
It does. It does. In fact, the word Lent in the ancient English means spring. And so it's a time of new life. There's a kind of a transition from the darkness of winter into the growing light of spring, and of course then the brilliant light of Easter.
And for any Catholics in our audience that maybe have fallen away from the church, a great time to come back. What message would you have for them?
I would say they're always welcome. You know, the doors are open, our arms are open, and our hearts are open, and we look forward to welcoming everyone back to the celebration of Easter, to the celebration of the faith, and you're in our prayers, and we hope to see you.
And, you know, normally the churches are pretty packed on those, especially those Easter Sunday services, so there are a lot of folks there that, you know, might not be regular every Sunday faithful churchgoers. It is a perfect time, again, going back to where we started on this topic, to reach out to folks you see there that you haven't seen there all year long and start a conversation. Right?
Right, right. And the only thing I would say is we'll be glad to see you there.
Exactly right. Glad to have them. Well, folks, find a parish near you. Take in some of these services through Holy Thursday, Good Friday. The vigil, I would say, tell you, is highly recommended. It is. Our kids are old enough now where, you know, they appreciate it. They love it as well. And it's a great teaching moment as Catholic parents out there to take that in. And really the whole breadth of the Lenten season comes to pass at the Easter Vigil. It's great. Bishop, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Scott.
All right, we're going to continue on the other side of the break, and when we do, we're going to talk a little bit about a way for you to leave a legacy, and that is with Catholic education, and a very, speaking of spring, wonderful spring event that will happen a week from today on the 24th, the groundbreaking of, for the first time in like 50 years, a new school in the Catholic school system here, where the eight local parishes are coming together to have a brand new facility. We'll tell you about that next with Bishop John Fulda joining us today on What's On Your Mind after this short time out. Don't go away.
Or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On your mind, and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow with Bishop John Fulda. I do want you to mark this on your calendar, though. And yesterday we talked to Dr. Mike Smith of the John Paul II Schools about this, and we told you generally where the location is. It's actually near Costco in West Fargo. I'll give you the exact address. 2820 Blue Stem Drive, West Fargo. Trinity School and actually Holy Cross Church groundbreaking. 2820 Blue Stem Drive in West Fargo. Okay, so mark that on your calendar, and it's 12 noon next Thursday. More of our conversation, and tomorrow focusing on Catholic education and the new school with Bishop John Fulda. On the program we call What's on Your Mind. About to crank up some open phone time here on the stories of the day, and also going to invite in the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish today on the program. Earlier we were talking about Judge Hovland's ruling and the challenge of one piece of legislation commonly referred to as the heartbeat bill in the North Dakota House of Representatives. Here's one caller's comment about that.
Good morning, Scott. I'm calling regarding the lawsuit against the laws on abortion that were passed in North Dakota. I just encourage all of the people, Christians, to pray that the Lord would intervene and the power that's there will make all the difference. It'll make the only difference. It's the first thing we need to do regarding this. And we will make it work. Thank you. Have a great and blessed Easter.
Thank you as well. I haven't said that enough. Have a blessed Easter.
We're coming up on it, folks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. And our telephone number, 855-200-1776. If you'd like to weigh in, 855-200-1776. All right, let's tell you about the weather forecast here, shall we? I'm in search of spring. Anybody else trying to find some staying signs of spring? When I look at the calendar and see April 17th and the temperature and say, 26 in Fargo, 23 in Tioga, I don't know. Not exactly my idea of spring. But I see some hints of it. Sunday, inching up towards 70 for Easter Sunday in the Valley. 66 out of the oil patch. Here's what we're looking at for the forecast. Sunny today, high of 46, north wind at 5 to 10. That's for the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Sunny, 46, north wind 5 to 10. And tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies overnight, low of 29. Looking ahead here tomorrow, 51, some sun, some thunder showers actually on Saturday and 66. Sunday, as I said, 68, mostly sunny, and Monday, 66. 10-day forecast is kind of back and forth between generally in the 50s and 60s, though, through next weekend, so not too terrible. But I still see some 40s in the oil patch. Let's tell you about the forecast in the patch. Today, mostly cloudy, high of 42, but a southeast wind 15 to 25 in the patch. It'll be windy. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low about 28. And as we look ahead at the temps here again, 41 today under cloudy skies, 28 for an overnight low, blustery, windy tomorrow, 53 for a high. Same on Saturday, windy 55. Some sunshine for your Easter Sunday, about 66. And then next week, 60s early, but cooling off back into the 40s again by the end of next week. Sorry. It is what it is. Temps around the region right now, let's do the oil patch first. Williston's cloudy 26. Watford City cloudy 26. Newtown cloudy at 23. Stanley, cloudy in 23. Columbus, mostly cloudy, 23. In the Valley, Grand Forks is fair into 24 degrees. Got a little sun coming through in Grand Forks today. Hillsboro, 24. Grafton, 23. Kindred at 26 at this hour. Breckenridge, 28. Should we go to South Dakota? Well, let's do Minnesota first. Our neighbors in Minnesota, 26 in the Fergus Falls at this hour. Fair skies. Detroit Lakes, 26 and fair. Thief River, 26. Popular number today, isn't it? Warroad's 21 degrees. Now to South Dakota. Chilly in Watertown, 15 at this hour. Wow. 41 for a high. Sioux Falls only 23. Aberdeen, 19 degrees. Bismarck, 24. And again, Fargo, 24 degrees at this hour. Let's get Bob in Fergus Falls in here on What's on Your Mind. Bob, you're next. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just heard you talking about, you know, coming back to the Catholic Church and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you the number one reason really bothers me about, I was raised Catholic, by the way, Scott. You know, alcohol in the church, I know what the belief is, that the wine is turned into the blood of Christ and all that. But there's no changing the elements in alcohol. And when I see young kids partaking of alcohol as a sacrament, They're being inebriated, and you can believe what you want about what it becomes or not, but it's still, there's no denying the effects that that has, and it sets a bad example for the children. They don't even need to be drinking alcohol, wine or no wine.
The only thing I would say is inebriated, I think, is a little too far when you're obviously talking about a sip of a very low alcohol content wine. You know, in general, though, I would just say to you, Bob, I think, you know, your story is not unique in that there's many people that have issues with one thing here or one thing there. And, you know, it's very human of us to sort of say, I don't like that or I don't like that, therefore I'm not going to. And there's rules, there's guidelines, there's teaching that are way beyond our understanding. That make up the reasons we do what we do. I would just encourage you to chat with a priest about that and find out some more of the history behind there, Bob. Appreciate the call. Sorry we're out of time.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.